It's time to get up, get motivated, and start making moves for yourself instead of working to make someone else rich. These are genuine experiences and the stories of real entrepreneurs that made the ultimate decision to live for themselves in order to achieve unbelievable results. You're listening to The Time Is Now, making your business personal. Now here's your host, Kent Clothier.
Hey, what's happening, guys? Let's talk today about this whole tagline that you may or may not know. It's kind of become our mantra throughout my entire organization, certainly throughout my life now. It's called The Time Is Now. And if you go to thetimeisnow.com, you'll see that actually redirects to my site. We've got the Time Is Now project that we focus a lot of time and attention on for charity. And it's something that really, really is near and dear to my heart. But I get asked all the time, where did this come from? Why, you know, how did this become the driving force in your life? So I thought I'd share with you guys, you know, kind of where this came from and why it's so important to me, and why I believe that everybody out there should be dialed in on this. I mean, you know, we're all just a big collection of the things that have happened to us in our life, right? And I can tell you there's been several things that have happened to me in my 46 years that have been pretty challenging for me. One was certainly losing a very big business. Two was almost losing it again, you know, during the recession. Going through a divorce was pretty challenging. But there were some things that, you know, I look at, and there were some pretty defining moments. I can tell you one. A few years ago, I was on an airplane, and I had I was flying back from an event that I had just been in Memphis, and my wife and young daughter were on the exact same plane. Now, because I had flown into Memphis at a different time than she had, than they had, we booked our tickets at different times. We were on different itineraries. They put us in different places on the plane. I'm sure it's happened to a lot of you guys. And so I'm sitting at, you know, 19A, and they are sitting in 26E and F, you know, several rows behind me. And we start going. We're flying from Memphis to Atlanta, no problem. Then we go from Atlanta to West Palm, at the time is where I lived, and we're probably about halfway home, you know, in a good solid hour into the flight. And out of the blue, I'm looking down at my computer, and I get this weird ass smell in my nostrils. I'm like, man, what the hell? It's kind of like that electrical burning smell, or even that smell, you know, when you turn on the heat in your house for the very first time. It's just that smell. You know what I'm talking about? That smell's coming out. And it's, quite frankly, it's not a smell you want to smell when you're on an airplane. And as I suspected, sure enough, I pull my head up and we're on fire. Here I am on a, you know, full body jet airliner. I don't even know what the hell it was. You know, it was a 737. I don't know, but big ass plane, you know, six seats across, 40 rows, you know, it's the real deal. And there's white smoke billowing, pouring down the aisle. So much so that we couldn't see anything. And to tell you that at that moment it was frightening would be putting it really, really mildly. It was terrifying. So when I see that, I see it about the time everybody else sees it. It's like, oh my God, we're, you know, the first thing that flashes in mind is we're really on fire. And there's a little bit of confusion. You're trying to figure out what's going on for a couple seconds, and everybody's looking around, and you know, the volume is being raised, and all of a sudden the alarm goes off in the airplane. And so now it's going off. Next second, maybe two, a stewardess gets on the microphone and loses her shit. Freaks out. Ladies and gentlemen, oh my God, we're on fire. Crew, return to your stations. Crew, return to your stations. Ladies and gentlemen, get into your seats. Get buckled. Listen to your crew. I mean, she's in a sheer panic, and we can all hear it. They had the carts out, and so they're pushing the carts back, and everybody's freaking out. And so at that point, you can imagine the chaos that starts to ensue. People are screaming, people are yelling, people are crying, people are praying, and we go into a dive. And I didn't know this at the time, but I now know that that's part of kind of protocols to try to, I guess, if they believe you're on fire, it's the way to put the fire out. Nobody gave us that heads up. We just start diving. So now you can imagine we are in real panic. On fire, smoke, diving, buzzers going off, stewardess is freaking out, and in all that, you absolutely face your worst fear. To say that you're rotting on the inside, that your guts are just, you know, twisted up, is putting it very, very mildly. It's shocking. It's a true shock to the system. This is real, and it's actually going to happen. and I'm going to be one of the statistics. We're literally going to go down. I never thought this would happen to me. That's what's going through your mind. And all this is taking place over the course of maybe 5, 10, 15 seconds, right? I mean, this is really, really fast. It's taking me longer to tell the story than it did actually transpire. But immediately we were diving and things are getting crazy pretty quickly. People are yelling and screaming and crying and freaking out. And the only thing, as I look back on that moment, the one thing I recall so vividly is I could really just absolutely hear my daughter crying and yelling and screaming for daddy. And I could look back over my right shoulder, put my knee in the seat and look back over, and I could see them over there. But because of all the chaos and everything, I couldn't actually get to them, right? So here is my daughter and my wife. They realize what's up. I realize what's up. And certainly my wife and I are looking at each other with the, I love you and we're about to die look. And the plane is speeding through the air in a downward trajectory, trying to put a fire out, and people are freaking out. And it's a real shock to the system when all that's going on. And so I realize that this is actually going to happen. So I pull my phone out and start to record a video to my teenage son at the time to let him know how much I love him. And hopefully somebody will find my phone and give him this message. Again, a big shock to the system. I'm realizing that this is actually going to happen. I'm actually going to die. There's no two ways about this. Now, luckily, obviously, because we're talking here, things didn't work out quite like that. A few seconds later, a few minutes later, the captain came on and he was exactly who you would want him to be. And he came on and said, ladies and gentlemen, it appears that we have a problem. And it was perfection, right? Nice, calm, Captain Sully, right? He was great. And he basically captivated all of us and said, relax, I got you. We're going to make an emergency landing in Tampa. We're having to cut across a lot of air traffic to get in, but they're clearing the runways and clearing the jet, they're clearing all the routes so that we can get there. And so a little bit of calm set in and the mask had dropped and we are all trying to just hang on and get there. The crew is coming on board and telling us that we're going to need to prepare for an emergency landing and that we're going to need to prepare to brace for impact, which is never something you actually want to hear. Because again, at this point, nobody knows what's going on. We just happened to fly across the flight path of a AirTran flight taking off out of Tampa at the time. And how do I know that? Well, in all of the chaos, the captain actually left his microphone, his PA mic open. So after he has just calmed us down, just to add a little bit of more flair to the entire thing, his mic's left open and we hear him basically yell into the mic, AirTran divert, AirTran divert, AirTran divert, AirTran divert. And we watch this plane come within what seemed like just a few feet of us off of on my side as it is taking off and we are cutting across its path. Long story short, we get down. We get landed. The fire department comes on. Nobody really knows why why it happened the way it happened, what really took place. I didn't even stick around. I had the stereotypical little gate agent there that was trying to be all calm and cool, collected, and like nothing had ever happened. And, ladies and gentlemen, just hang out. We're just going to everybody just sit tight. We're going to figure out what's going on with your aircraft, and we're going to get you right back on this aircraft and get you down to West Palm Beach. And I'm going to tell you, I'd never been out of an airport that fast in my entire life, right? I rented a car on my phone, and he gone. I was out. See your ass later, right? And I've never rented a minivan in my life. Minivan was all they had, and that was all I needed. I did not care. Greatest two-hour drive I've ever taken in my life from two and a half hours, Tampa to West Palm Beach. I was never so happy to be making a drive. Got over there, was so unbelievably grateful to be alive at that point because it had seemed so close. Death had seemed so imminent. And it had a profound effect on me. It made me realize just how fast something like that can happen to you. And we have this illusion of control, and that is all it is an illusion. Anything can happen in a moment. You need to act like it could happen in the next 7 days. You need to act like you've got 168 hours to live always. What would you do in the last 7 days of your life? If you knew you had 7 days, what would you do? Who would you call? Who would you make sure knew that you cared about them? What kind of impact would you try to create? What kind of legacy would you try to leave? Act like that every single day, because anything less than that is irresponsible. You're just playing. You're just messing around. It could all be gone quick. The time is now. The time for action is now. Not tomorrow. Not a month from now. It is now. What happens if tomorrow doesn't come? That phone call to your mom, that phone call to your dad, your husband, your wife, your kids, the just stopping for a moment and going home and having lunch or doing the things that matter now. Because it could all be gone. And in fact, for many of us, it will be sooner rather than later, right? For most of us, death's going to come all too quick. You know, not, you know, in order for it to be statistically correct, average American woman lives to 82, average American male lives to 76. Well, it means there's a lot of us that are going to go, at least half of us are going to go before 76 and 82. So understanding that death is imminent is the greatest motivation I've ever found for making something happen in your life. We are all inflicted with the same disease, and it's called death. It's coming. And the faster you tap into that reality and understand that, man, you've got one chance at this. One shot, baby. Go for it. Go big. If you're going to be a bear, be a freaking grizzly bear. Go as hard and as fast and as big as you possibly can. Why not? You are already in the game. Why not play full out? That's just one of the things that have happened to me, right? I had a death of a mentor, my uncle, that I unbelievably influential person on my life, and you know, and how his life ended so quickly had a really big impact on me. I quickly realized that, man, it's not about the money. This is a guy that I truly admired and had more money than most people I knew. And all he wanted at the end was just more time. Just take advantage of the moments, right? Time is your only currency. I promise you, when you think about why you're building this business, it is not to make money. It is to make money to buy yourself more time. It's about creating value, and you know, it's about collecting money so that you can somehow do something with that money that in the end creates more moments, creates more impact, creates a more meaningful experience. It's about how you're spending time. That's all it is. So if time is the most important currency you have, it's the most important thing you've got in your life, then act like it. Make the most out of it. I can tell you, and when you do that, you wrap your success around time, you wrap your success around moments, you wrap your success around experiences versus actual money, you're going to see that it's a much more fulfilling experience. That's why we stay so focused on the time is now. That's why we talk about it with our students. It's why we talk about it with our clients. It's why our entire organization is based on it. It's why everybody I come in contact with, we talk about it. Our foundation is based on that. It's become our calling. The time is now. No opportunity wasted. N-O-W. Go for it. Do not allow yourself to sit on your ass for another moment and think about what you're fixing to get ready to do. And sometime, eventually, I will know. Go now. Be bold. Be adventurous. Be courageous. Take the steps that scare the hell out of you right now. Go. And if you fall down, it's all good. Believe me, the sun is going to come up tomorrow. You're going to be just fine. Hey, this is Kent, and thanks for listening to the show. Listen, if you're an experienced real estate investor and you're just looking for a way to make the business easier, you're in the right place. This is exactly what we are known for. Do yourself a favor. Go check us out at thetimeisnow.com. Right there on the page, you'll see an offer to get access to a special offer that we're running right now for monthly access to our SMART system. SMART system stands for Strategic Marketing and Real Estate Training. It is an opportunity to get our best-selling software at a huge, huge discount just for being a listener. Now, when you get in there, we'll give you access to cash buyers, nationwide access to a list of cash buyers, nationwide access to all of the deals throughout the country, vacant properties, properties that have a ton of equity in them, properties that are deeply discounted and easy to flip, as well as nationwide access to our private lender database. Again, do yourself a favor, get signed up for that low, low monthly discounted offer over at thetimeisnow.com.
I'm really excited to introduce you to a really good friend of mine, a guy that I host another podcast with. The podcast is named The Science of Flipping, and my co-host over there is Justin Colby. Justin, what is happening, brother?
What's up, my dude? How are things?
My dude. Really? Did you really just say my dude?
I threw it out there on the podcast. It's out there in the Interspace web place.
I'm just going to throw it out there and then just give it on back. What comes back, right?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, guys. So many of you, you know, obviously my following or what have you is largely built around real estate investing. That's kind of my background. It's where my family has been very, very successful over at Memphis Invest and Dallas Invest and Houston Invest. And so naturally people come to my podcast over the time is now and they want to know, hey, how do I learn about real estate investing? Well, I'm telling you, this is where you go to learn about it. You go over to the Science of Flipping. Justin Colby and myself, that's all we talk about is real estate investing. Specifically in real estate investing, we talk about two things. One, wholesaling, how to go off and do these quick flips, right? Quick cash flips, how you can go and make $5,000 or $10,000 or $15,000 very, very quickly by simply going and getting a property under contract and then turning around and flipping it very quickly to other investors that are right there in the market. So we talk about the strategies, how to do it, the marketing, the, you know, crossing the T's, dotting the I's, the contracts, how to negotiate with sellers, how to read sellers. I mean, we literally get into the meat and potatoes week in and week out about how to do that. Equally, we talk about wealth building over there, right? How do you go and partner with companies like myself and build these real estate portfolios over years that turn around and create passive income for you and allow you to build, you know, real wealth, long-term wealth. So that's where you're going to want to go to learn everything about real estate investing. Again, it's called the Science of Flipping. And Justin, you and I have been together for a long time. Why don't you do everybody a favor here and kind of give everybody a little bit of your background real quick?
Yeah, thanks, Kent.
And why are we together, right?
Yeah. So like Kent's mentioned, we've been together for a long time. I got started back in 2007, and it was not an easy battle in the beginning. Took me and my business partner roughly 9 months into 2008 to get our first deal done. In that year, we actually were able to get two deals done. But again, it wasn't always puppy dogs and rainbows. Struggled tremendously for about 9 months. Didn't know what we didn't know. Ended up hiring coaching and getting mentors such as Kent. And he has been there along our ride and journey for many, many years. And for that point, we went from two deals the first year to six deals the next year to 20 deals the next year to 46 deals the next year, 96 the next year, and so on and so on. And so it's been a long traveled road. I guess you could say we did it long enough to start finding some success alongside of you and others. And so it's been really, really good. Now, I guess you could say I'm kind of out there and we have our podcast, The Science of Flipping, on iTunes, and we have a very good coaching program. So it's definitely been a blessing to be in my shoes.
Yeah, I mean, we basically started off, guys, you know, Justin and his business partner, Eddie Rosefield, based out of Phoenix, basically approached me at a mastermind, or God, I guess it was even before that, dude, right? It was at like a live real estate event and then a mastermind and then subsequently a few phone calls. One thing led to another. Fast forward a few years. Now we're in business together, flipping deals together, own a real estate company together, educate all kinds of people on real estate together, run a coaching company together when it comes to real estate investing. I mean, it's amazing how this relationship has taken off over the years, and not to mention the least of which has become really good friends. And so, again, I wanted to introduce you guys to Justin Colby. If you don't know much about him, look him up online. You'll find a lot of information over at the Science of Flipping. But at the end of the day, I know some of your questions and comments, and as they're coming in here, hey man, I tuned into this to learn about real estate investing, but you're not talking about real estate investing. And so my reply is, yeah, no shit, I got it. I understand exactly what you're talking about, and the reason I'm not doing this is because that's not this show. But we do have a show absolutely for you, and I want to make sure you go there. Again, The Science of Flipping. We're going to talk about anything and everything as it relates to real estate. We're going to rock your world over there. I mean, there's all kinds of episodes already loaded up where we break everything down A to Z. Justin's done a great job. You know, he kind of started that thing on his own, and then I've kind of come in later episodes and really we've kind of taken it together and pushed it up to new levels. So it's a really great place to learn, and I want to encourage you to get over there as fast as you can. Justin, anything else you want to leave him with before we move on?
Yeah, I would say for those that are just going over to Science of Flipping, Kent and I started co-hosting the show roughly probably 5 to 6 episodes ago. So the first 70-ish episodes, you'll just hear me. If you want to get straight to the point, straight to me and Kent talking business, bantering back and forth, giving you ideas, you'd likely want to be starting roughly around 70 to hear that.
Cool. Check it out, guys. We'll see you over there.
All right, guys.
You've reached the end of this episode, but there's plenty more for you over at thetimeisnow.com, where you can sign up for our free mailing list to help you make the next big shift in your career. As always, we'll see you next time on the Time Is Now podcast, where your business is personal.